Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Monday, July 18th, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network sauna in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hey, with all this talk about safety, what do you think the safest city in America is? Business Insider has done their research. They've come up with the top 25 safest cities. Number one on the list is Naperville, Illinois. Population 144,000. Median household income of 109,000. Unemployment rate 4.7. Poverty rate 4.4. Less than 80 violent crimes per 100,000 in the 1 year. And property crimes, 1,200 in a year. Number two, let's see, number two, Thousand Oaks, California. Number three, Glendale, California. That's an odd choice. Number four, Round Rock, Texas. Number five, Orange, California. Number six, Ann Arbor, Michigan. And number seven, Sunnyvale, California. Lots in California, huh? And number eight, Port St. Lucie, Florida, which proves that people in Business Insider have never been to Port St. Lucie, Florida. I've been there a few times. Parts of it are beautiful. Parts of it are definitely not beautiful. So that's it. If you live in Naperville, Illinois, you live in the safest city in America. And Ann Arbor, even with the college there, with the University of Michigan, still number six. Not bad, not bad. All right, let's get to today's headlines on this Monday afternoon. Once again, we mourn the loss of police officers, this time in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And as more details come to light about the shooter, has the war on cops turned into something much more sinister? Also, one professor from the University of Michigan joins the movement of the new Black Panther Party to create their own nation in five U.S. states. Is this a real thing? Could it actually happen? We're going to talk about that. All that plus, as the RNC National Convention is set to kick off, one small group of activists is still looking to ruin Donald Trump's party. But just in case they don't succeed, we have a complete list of all of tonight's speakers. And finally, yet again, another officer charged in the death of drug dealer Freddie Gray has been acquitted. All right, we have all that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here. But first, let's kick the week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we posted a couple new articles this weekend on rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com, one by Robert called Lives Matter. That just went up about a half hour ago. Give it a read, really good. And we have a new one from Tina called Listen. So you have Listen and you have Lives Matter, two good articles up there on rhinoreport.com. Also, if you want to write for the show, you know how to do it. Send me your article to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. A big shout-out to those on K98talk.com, 11 p.m. tonight. So right now, you're about 9 hours ahead of the curve. And of course, we're live on Red Nation Rising Radio. A big shout-out to you guys as well. And check out old episodes of the show, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We're all over the interweb. Check out This Means War. That was a good episode. Got a lot of attention. Pole dancing got a lot of attention. Sellout got a lot of attention. They're all getting a lot of attention. We're getting more and more listeners every day.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then relax at the rooftop bar where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday afternoon edition of the Rhino Report. So, this has been like a weird summer, right? I hope you guys had a great weekend, by the way. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a little tough. We're going to talk about what happened Sunday here in a little bit. We have to talk about that. It's very, very important. Here in New York, it has just been stifling, and I really shouldn't complain. I mean, you guys in the Midwest, it's like 115 degrees. It's a dry heat, right? Is that what they say? It's a dry heat? I don't know. Heat is heat. If you turn the oven on, it's pretty dry in there, too. But it still cooks things. There are packs of marauding children roaming around the streets looking for Pokemon. This is like a weird summer. You have this convention stuff. We got to talk about that, too. Some shenanigans, maybe. They tried shenanigans over the weekend. Didn't get very far. They're going to try again. Go figure. But just in case you live in an area that is really warm, like really warm, there is a website out there that wants to smell your t-shirt. Yeah, it's a new dating site. They're going to send you a t-shirt for $25, okay? They're going to send you a t-shirt, and you're going to wear it for 3 days. And you're not going to put on cologne, you're not going to put on deodorant, and then you're going to send your t-shirt back to them. And then they're going to send it to somebody else. And they're going to send you somebody else's t-shirt. And you're both going to smell the t-shirts and decide whether or not you'd like to date this person based on their body stench, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody in the world. Me, for 3 days in 90-degree humid weather wearing a t-shirt, it would, like, disintegrate the envelope. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But people out there, Tiga Bryan started this thing at a SUNY Purchase. That's a State University of New York Purchase campus in New York, go figure. And they say it takes kind of the hassle out of dating. You don't have to go through pictures and determine if you like somebody based on their looks and their little profiles or whatever. You can just smell their shirt. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't pick anybody. I would just say this isn't for me. I don't know. Wear deodorant. I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, this is it's interesting. And you know what? They don't send you a shirt from somebody of the opposite sex necessarily. You may get some big burly biker guy at the Trump rally, you might get his shirt. If you happen to like it, I guess. See, I think there's a certain part of dating that has to do with attraction. You have to be attracted to somebody, right? That's what gets you to go over and talk to somebody at your local watering hole. It's that plus the Heineken. But there is a level of attraction. I don't know that we can do this all based on smell. Especially, maybe you wear it around the wintertime for a couple days. I don't know. Wear it in the middle of the summer? Just seems weird. Please do not send me your t-shirts. I'm going to put that out there right now. I don't want to smell your t-shirts. I don't care if you wear deodorant. I don't want to smell them. Don't want to smell them. But you get to pay $25 for this privilege. And, well, they have 52 people signed up on their website. 52. So apparently not a lot of people are, sniffing this one out. All right. Let's talk about this Freddie Gray stuff. This is coming to an end very quickly. Lieutenant Brian Rice was acquitted of all charges this morning by Judge Barry Williams. Of course, Judge Williams is the same judge that has presided over the last three trials, two bench verdicts for an acquittal, and then there was the one hung jury. After the two bench verdicts for acquittal, you knew every officer after that, and I'm sure Officer Porter, who will be retried, will go for a bench trial as well. He was up on involuntary manslaughter, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office, acquitted on all charges. They're saying, or the judge said, that Rice's failure to buckle in Freddie Gray, may have been an error in judgment and a violation of the updated policy, but it didn't rise to the level of criminality. He didn't do it for the sole purpose of hurting Freddie Gray. Okay? Now, his defense attorneys argued that, well, they were onlookers. Onlookers in the area that had witnessed the arrest and the struggle with drug dealer Freddie Gray, and that they didn't want to spend, the cops did not want to spend too much time in the back of this transport vehicle where the onlookers could say they were possibly assaulting him. So they just wanted to get him in, get the officers out, and move on. Now, the prosecutors are saying, or did say, that the onlookers were just concerned observers. Just concerned. But apparently the officers were hearing threats from these concerned onlookers. Now, we're not getting a lot of information here, and that's partly because of mainstream media. This is not a case they want to cover anymore for two reasons. Number one, the officers are being acquitted. And number two, there are no riots going on. So you're not going to hear much, even on most of the requisite news websites. This is buried down towards the bottom. I get it. There's a lot going on with what happened in Baton Rouge and, of course, with the RNC convention. There are other stories out there, but this is important. This is important. This is something that almost destroyed an entire city. In fact, it did destroy blocks of a city. Remember the fires? Everything. Running cars into fires, burning down drugstores. This was very important. It's still very important. And this goes to show that not all police officers are bad. Sometimes things just happen. Sometimes it just happens. Now, the Gray family was awarded $6.4 million in a settlement from the city. That seems like tort to me. That seems like they got full tort. In fact, they got that money before any of these trials were ever held. The city essentially charged them, indicted them, and then convicted them in the court of public opinion before the first opening statement. Yet Judge Barry Williams, who has not been all that friendly to the defendants, remember, he wouldn't let them move the trial. It's still in Baltimore. That trial should have been moved. Any other state in the country, they move that trial. Well, he didn't let them move it. And he's been rather objective. Rather objective. He actually, in the previous case, he asked more questions of the prosecutor than anybody else. He said, your story's not making sense. Is there doubt? Could a reasonable person assume? The prosecutors have not done a good job of this at all. It was definitely sort of a shotgun thing. What was it, 2 days of investigation after this all happened that Mosby came out and said she was looking for justice? Justice for the people, justice for Freddie Gray. Very, very short investigation. Now, all the officers are now suing. They're now suing Mosby for defamation. Well, this was going to happen. This was going to happen. You come out very, very hot and heavy. You get everybody riled up. You run into a courtroom unprepared. And this is what happens. They're getting acquittals. I wonder, when is it going to be enough? When is the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland going to stop spending the taxpayers' money on this? This one, and then the previous one, Edward Nero, those were the two strongest cases that the prosecution had. By their own admission. I'm not just saying that anecdotally or as an outside observer. That's what they've said. And they both got acquittals. Both of them. As did Caesar Goodson. When are they going to stop wasting the money of the people in Baltimore? This is over. The family received a settlement. These officers did nothing wrong. It comes down to being unfortunate. And unfortunately, these things happen. But when you compare the number of interactions a police officer has every single day with the population out there, it's minute. Very, very minute, 2% out of 3 million interactions daily. We're going to keep going with this and talk about Baton Rouge when we come back here on the Rhino Report.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, welcome back. We're talking about cops today, at least for part of the show. I'm getting a little sick of doing these Monday shows, and these shows just in general, where we have to, again, mourn the loss of police officers, this time in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I know most of us, you know, we have these notifications on our phone, whether it be Fox News or the AP or New York Times or CNN, whatever, and our phones just started kind of lighting up yesterday morning, and it said three cops shot, and you think automatically you saw Baton Rouge, and you go, well, this is in response to what happened just last week in Baton Rouge, and it seems like that may be the case. Three officers, Montrell Jackson, Matthew Gerald and Brad Garofola, were killed in the line of duty by the suspect, Gavin Long. Gavin Long, the reports came in that there was a man dressed in all black with his face covered walking around with a rifle. I guess he shot one of them while they were vacuuming their cars. Police showed up. We were less than a mile from the Baton Rouge Police Department. Now, it's also worth noting that Sheriff's Deputy 41-year-old Nicholas Toulier, an 18-year veteran, is in critical condition right now. And also you had Bruce Simmons. He was injured as well. He's a 23-year veteran. He has non-life-threatening injuries. Hopefully this does not go to four dead. We heard the reports early that there was a shooter, and when police showed up, they did not know where the shots were coming from. This sounds very, very similar to what happened in Dallas. They didn't know exactly where the shots were coming from. The shooter, Micah X. Johnson, was perched on top of the parking garage and then made his way down and systematically and brutally murdered police officers. Same thing kind of happened here. They weren't sure where Gavin Long was. They were calling for a bear cat. This whole thing, it lasted about 20 minutes. It was about a 20-minute shootout. It was only 17 minutes after the initial call for extra personnel that they asked for the Bearcat to come in. That's an armored personnel carrier because, again, they weren't sure where these shots were coming from. This we're learning a little bit more about the identity of the shooter. He received an honorable discharge, that we did learn. He listed his occupation as a data network specialist in one source, attended the University of Alabama for, well, one semester in 2012. Now, they're starting to make the connection that Gavin Long may be the same person as Cosmo Sedapenra. I'll probably say that wrong, but that's okay. And he has these online YouTube channels. He considers himself to be a spiritual advisor. I'm not so sure what kind of spiritual advisor goes this far, what spirit would tell you to do something like this. He says, he had convos with Cosmo, was his YouTube channel, and he said, protesting oppression and how to deal with bullies. That was the subtext or subtitle of the YouTube channel. He goes on, he says, power doesn't respect weakness in some of his stuff here. Power only respects power. He describes himself here on his website as a nutritionist, a life coach, a dietitian, a personal trainer, author, and spiritual advisor. That's an awful lot of things for one semester at college. I mean, you're talking about years and years of education to be any of these things, except for possibly the spiritual advisor. He says, if y'all want to keep protesting, do that. But for the serious ones, the real ones, the alpha ones, we know what it's going to take. It's only fighting back of money. That's how they care. That's all they care about. Revenue and blood, nothing else. These are all quotes from Cosmo here, a.k.a. Gavin Eugene Long. He was a member of the United States Marine Corps. He was upgraded to sergeant, it looks like, in 2008. Lots of stuff here. We're learning a lot about this shooter. Now, here's a big issue. Is there a problem with cops and the minority community? Well, FBI crime stats say not really. But is the perception of a problem there? Yes, the perception is there. Mainstream media chooses to create that perception. We talked about it before. There are 3 million interactions with law enforcement every single day with civilian public. Less than 2% end in any sort of conflict. That's a low number. Very, very low. 2% of 3 million. Those are lower than your odds of winning Powerball, by the way. So, what has to get done here? Is it a media thing? Does media have to stop? They have to stop giving airtime to domestic terrorist groups? Do they have to stop the coverage the way they're covering it? How many white people get shot by white officers? The number is much higher. It's a much higher number, yet they only cover the other way around. So to say it's the police, to say they have the problem, it becomes mainstream media. They perpetrate the problem. It is incumbent upon them to tell the whole story, and they don't do it because they want ratings. Everyone knows that. That's why we are where we are. We'll be back in a minute to finish talking about this.
The Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Baton Rouge and Gavin Eugene Long. Now, there are some reports out there that say Long was associated with the Nation of Islam, of course, a Muslim group led by Louis Farrakhan. Does that make this Islamic terrorism? I don't know. Probably not. This seemed like somebody who was just very, very mad at law enforcement over the murders, or the deaths, rather, of the two men, one in Baton Rouge a week ago, and then, of course, one in Minnesota. Now, some are saying that Long had been in Dallas at one point. Don't know if that's true or not. Can't confirm that. And he has this online persona, this Cosmo Setapenra, I guess that's how you pronounce it. And he's a nutritionist, he's a life coach, he's all sorts of things. He's a murderer. That's what he is. He's a murderer. And, you know, there are some groups are saying he was a part of their group. You know, we don't know much about it until more research is done. And even then, we probably won't get the real story. Allison Padilla Goodman, director with the Anti-Defamation League in New Orleans, said there's been no credible information linking Long to any extremist groups. They are in full spin control. The Anti-Defamation League is always in full spin control because there are reports that he was a member of the Nation of Islam. Again, of course, led by Louis Farrakhan. So, more information always comes out here, and it's unfortunate that we have to do this every week. We have to do these kinds of stories every week. It's getting far too commonplace. It's unreal. You have this one officer, Montrell Jackson, the one that was shot in Baton Rouge. This guy worked with his community to try to ease relations between the minority community and police officers. He had a Facebook post or a YouTube post, a video, saying how he felt like he was sort of in this gray area, that people looked at him one way when he had the uniform on and a whole separate way when he didn't. And he was part of the solution. He was trying to help. Now, you don't see the other leaders in, or leaders in general, in the black community doing this. You don't see Al Sharpton trying to help. You don't see Jesse Jackson trying to help. And you certainly don't see the president trying to help. But here's a guy. Here's a beat cop. A beat cop who was trying to help. And he falls victim here. It's always the good ones. Always the good ones. It's so unfortunate. Montrell Jackson, Matthew Gerald, and Brad Garofola. Rest in peace. End of watch. July 17th, 2016. This is just getting... It's getting too much. It's getting to be too much. It's hard for me, somebody who is a member of the law enforcement community, to have to do this almost day after day. Every single day. And we could look forward now to maybe three more nights of this in Cleveland. Now, who knows how that's going to transpire? We've heard reports that the Bikers for Trump, they're sending 10,000 bikers to stand in between protesters and the police. Whether or not they get the 10,000, I don't know. Whether or not they can work their way to the front of the pack, I don't know that either. I don't know. And I want to talk about the convention in a little bit here. Actually, we don't have too much time left, but before we do that, when we talk about some of these black leaders and what they need to do, what they need to do to help relations between police officers and their communities, we don't need someone like this. We don't need a political science professor named Christian Davenport out of the University of Michigan. We don't need him. Because now he's coming out saying it would be fairly easy to have our own state, meaning a black nation, or they would call it the Republic of New Africa. That's what they're calling it. And it would encompass Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. I thought this was a joke when I first heard about it. I thought this was one of those bottom-of-the-website clickbait things when I first read it. Now we have a professor who's getting taxpayer dollars, by the way, in Michigan, who is now advocating for this. He says, there are large sections of the United States that have nothing but black people in them already. There are cults and militias as well as private corporations that do whatever they want behind closed doors. He goes on to say, the idea of black folk coming together thus does not seem that difficult to me. He also said that they seek reparations, about $69,000 per black person today. Yeah. Listen, he says, now the difficult part becomes arming that nation in an organized fashion and getting recognition from the United States as well as other nations. You have a professor calling for the secession of five states. Actually, the takeover and then secession of five states, which would actually cut Florida off geographically from the rest of our country. He says that black people should move slow and not reveal the plan until it's too late. That doesn't make any sense. If you reveal the plan too late, then it's, well, too late. He also says, check members carefully. Know that the state is monitoring you and prepare for the worst. The minute you go aggressive and militaristic, you cannot wind the clock back. Nation building is incredibly hard to do, and it involves diverse tasks. Now, this is after Darren Reed said the same thing on a radio show. I think it was two Sundays ago. Darren Reed is also known as Babu Amawali. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right again. And he had said this, and now is it starting to catch fire? Is it? Because he said we just need to start migrating back to those states and taking control of the economics in those states. Let's see, he says if black people move in, most definitely white people will move out, so it's not hard process for us to have our own country within the country. The main thing is we want to control the government in these states. Well, you have every ability to do that. You just have to vote. If you go and vote, you get to control the government in those states. I didn't think we'd come to this. After all of these years, how many years? since segregation ended. Now they're trying to segregate again? How did we get to this point? Has the war on cops, has the term war on cops morphed into something else? Has it morphed into this sort of a proxy race war? Because that's what it seems like. And that's a scary thought. That's a very scary thought. People don't talk about taking over states. You know, that's not something you take lightly. And people who live in these states, they better pay attention. This group means business. They mean business. And what's going to happen then? Do you think some people are going to give up their land that easily? This is getting out of control, and mainstream media is not helping. They're not helping. They keep pushing this idea that there are white cops out there shooting black men, when it's just not the case. It's not the majority. Mainstream media has to do better. They have to stop lying, because stuff like this happens when they lie. We'll be back in a minute.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant, because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. We're live on Red Nation Rising Radio and CRN Digital Talk Radio. I feel like we're going to be talking about this this war on cops for a long time to come. So we're going to stop it right there. Rest in peace to the officers that have died, and let's move on to talk about, well, what's hopefully the only big news this week, and that would be the RNC convention in Cleveland. Donald Trump set to roll out his big party tonight. Well, there are a few people out there who aren't really ready for this. The Never Trump movement, the Stop Trump movement, whatever you want to call it, has been largely unsuccessful. But they've tried to go to the Rules Committee and get signatures. They couldn't get the signatures they needed for some stuff, and they're saying the RNC is now protecting Trump. Well, yeah, that's what they're doing. Because if they don't protect the presumptive nominee, it would be an unmitigated PR nightmare. Nightmare if their presumptive nominee does not get the nomination. So yes, they will protect him. And I gotta tell you, some of the people on the far right, people who consider themselves to be constitutionalists, although I think that's an arguable term for some of them, this is the option. Let me lay it out for you very, very simply. You vote for Donald Trump, you support Donald Trump, or you vote for Hillary, or you vote for Gary Johnson, or you vote for Jill Stein, or you don't vote at all. Now, the people you should be mad at, is not the Republican Party, because guess what? Donald Trump is a Republican. He's a Republican. We've gone over this many, many times. Is Donald Trump a conservative? No, he's not. You should be mad at the Conservative Party. That's who you need to be mad at. Because they're the ones that are supporting Trump, too. If you don't like what's happening, if you don't like what the Republicans are doing, if you don't like that they won't let you get your state-by-state roll call, which will never happen, never happen. If you don't like that, then change parties. That is the great part about a democratic society, is that you can join whatever political party your little heart desires. I don't for a second think that Donald Trump is the perfect candidate. Not for a second. But I do know that if Hillary Clinton wins in November, we as a nation are done. Done. Donald Trump gives us half a chance of staying the America that we all want to be. Hillary does not. Now, they're starting to use the same kind of terminology. Kendall Unruh from Colorado, I guess that's her name, says we won't sit around and coronate a king. Well, where have we heard that before? Right? Coronating Hillary, and now we're stealing terminology from the left? Oh, man, I don't get it. Okay, so just a point of fact. If someone out there could tell me, who was the last king that got 20 million votes from their constituents? The last king. Just throw the name out. Tell me who it was. The majority of the people want Donald Trump. You don't have to like it. And I'm sorry if you don't. But you have the options. We went over it. Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, don't vote at all, Hillary Clinton, whatever you want. Join the Conservative Party. The Republican Party, the RNC, is not going to capitulate to the conservatives because they're not conservative. They're Republican. Two different things. Way different things. I don't consider myself to be a Republican. I consider myself to be a common sense conservative. And common sense tells me that I don't want a 550% increase in Syrian refugees in this country. Common sense tells me I want a wall. Common sense tells me we need to have better trade deals. The Rust Belt tells you that too. The swing polls in those states tell you that also. Common sense tells me if we elect Hillary Clinton and we don't get behind Donald Trump, for better or worse, we are in big trouble. Perfect? No. He's not perfect at all. But he's the option. What year has it not been a lesser of two evil option? You want to tell me Reagan, that 1980? No. Plenty of people didn't like Reagan in 1980. Plenty of Republicans and conservatives said, no. This guy's an old liberal, Hollywood type. Plenty of people. I get it, you want your voice heard. And that's the whole point of this. But to think that you could send a delegation to a convention and not listen to the voice of the people that sent you there is absurd. Absolutely absurd. You want to cite Article 2? Cite Article 2 all you want. Doesn't mean the same thing. The people voted for somebody, and then you go and you forward their vote. You vote the way they told you to vote. That's a representative government. It's not, let me go and vote for who I think the choice is. The conscious choice, they're calling it. No, what's in good conscience is voting for the people your state told you to vote for. That's good conscience. I'm sorry if you don't like it. Don't be a delegate then. Don't be a delegate. You don't have to be. How can you say it's a good conscience vote if you will not represent the will of the people of your state? What does that become? What's that? I thought we were a representative republic. Right? You just want to send a delegation to choose for the rest of us? Other countries have that. And you know what? They're not superpowers. No. We have a unique government here. Yes, it has many layers. It's like an onion. And there are many ways to subvert those layers. Donald Trump has gotten more votes via the caucus and primary process than anybody else in the history of politics. History in this country. If you don't like it, change parties. Change parties. I've asked you to vote for Trump. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. We'll be back. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's all so affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
All right, guys, welcome back to the last segment of today's Monday Rhino Report. Now, Ken Cuccinelli, a former Virginia attorney general and a Cruz advisor, says Trump had a chance to be the anti-establishment candidate, but he got in bed with the RNC. Got in bed with the, well, that's because he's running for the Republican nominee, and the RNC stands for Republican National Committee. So that's why he got in bed with them, and he needs money. You don't think Ted Cruz needs money? What's he going to do? He have a money tree growing in his backyard somewhere? He's going to pick it off, $100 bills? He would have gotten in bed with them, too. I got news for you, folks. You have to get in bed with them. You're running on their ticket. Yes, the RNC is a little heavy-handed. They don't always listen to us. But perhaps this is the first time they are. They did nothing in 2010 to push the Congress people who made all these promises and took the House. They did nothing in 2014 to push senators to do what they said they would do. Now, they finally have to listen. They finally have to listen because there was an unprecedented amount of votes for Donald Trump. Now, these rebels or these never-Trumpers, they want a state-by-state voice vote roll call where the chairman of each state delegation announces the vote of its delegates. That's what they want to do because they don't trust the presiding officer to announce the results fairly. Well, what's fair about having, let's say, a state with, I don't know, let's 20 million people. You're a big state. And you send 50 delegates. Out of 20 million, we're down to 50 now that think they can make a better choice than you. or are there to at least represent your choice. Let's just say it's that way. And then now from that 50, you're down to one person making a decision. 20 million, 50, 1. Now, who's to say that the head of the state delegation doesn't just take under consideration what the delegation says, but says something different? So now we got to trust 50 people as opposed to trusting one? It doesn't make any sense. I get it. You want to say you don't want to vote for Trump? Don't vote. You don't want to vote at all? That's fine. Because, and I hate to tell you this, this is going to be a hard pill to swallow. The people that Trump has brought into the party, brought into the process, will negate your non-vote. It will. There are millions and millions more that were brought in. The 100,000 or 50,000 that just won't vote for Donald Trump, it's minute. Again, minute. And I'm not saying your vote doesn't count. It always counts. But it will get outweighed in this particular instance. I said I was probably the first one to say in April, listen, give the Never Trumpers space. Give them space. This was a crushing blow. They have a lot of faith in Ted Cruz. They thought he could do it. Give them space. Let them sort this out. Don't get on their case yet. I'm the first one. I was the first one to say that. Mainstream media couldn't wait to pit Trumpers against Never Trumpers. Couldn't wait. I said give you guys space. And I gave you space, and now you're still throwing it in my face. I get thrown in my face all the time. All the time. People call me not a conservative because I support Trump. But listen, it's Trump or it's Hillary. I know you're tired of hearing that. I get it. But you're going to hear a lot more of it, especially on this show. Especially on this show. All right, we're going to talk more about this in the coming days. We have a big packed schedule tonight with the speakers. It's the Make America Safe Again night Monday. We have Willie Robertson from Duck Commander there, Rick Perry, Marcus Luttrell, Scott Baio. Where's Buddy Lembeck? Is he going to be there? Probably not. Let's see. Pat Smith, mother of Sean Smith, Mark Geis, John Tegan. Action pack tonight. Antonio Sabato Jr., Jameel Shaw, Michael McCall from Texas 10th. Of course, Sheriff Clark will be speaking tonight. Sean Duffy from Wisconsin 7th. Lots of people. A lot going on, guys. We'll talk about the speeches tomorrow. Hey, guys, thanks for playing along. Big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.